Okay, it's 9:39. We are ready for the surveyor's presentation. We have the budget committee here, but let's go back and just say your name for the record.
Brian McKenzie, County Clerk.
Rebecca Addick, Clerk's Office.
Rick Higbee, HR.
John Robinson, HR.
Marina Brito, HR.
Okay, we've got Max for survey.
Louise Miller, Surveyor.
Max Elliott, Surveyor's Office.
Pops. Pops, he was in commission.
Chris Bond, Human Resources.
Jeff Hassett, IS.
Cherise Mills, Controller's Office.
John Crops, Commissioner.
Scott Park, Control.
Lorraine Kamala, Commissioner.
Kendall Harris.
Awesome. We'll just turn it over to the surveyor. Go ahead.
I don't know if we're talking finances or what our plans are.
Just the finances if you want.
Okay. Since that meeting we had when Curtis was still here, at that point they asked us to reduce our budget by about $7,000. Since then, Louise has gone through and she reduced it down by 9,000.
We did it together.
$9,554.
Wow.
So, working with that program that we had with there, we pretty well have matched that. We do have some schooling that some of the fellows have to have for next year. Mm-hmm. And so that's added back in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah.
Wow.
We can pull up your budget if you'd like to look at it, or we can go over that. Let me
just real quick on the fee schedule. Have we compared that with other county fee schedules, and are we in alignment with other counties in the Utah?
That's when we've made the changes, because they've been up at $40 for several years, all the adjacent counties.
So we made adjustments to the 2025 fee schedule.
Right.
And we think that's still good going forward.
What are tie sheets anyway?
They're an 8.5 by 11 showing the monument with local measurements to different features to help other surveyors locate that brass cap.
Got it.
You understand what a monument is?
Yeah, I learned that as a new commissioner, and I thought it was fascinating because I didn't know those existed. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, years ago I had a fellow stop and talk to me, and I told him, we got a monument right up there. He said, oh, who to?
Yeah, exactly.
Me, he said.
Yeah, very cool.
If I may, can I turn on the screen? Thanks for a second. Oh, I wasn't patient enough.
Be patient.
There you go. So their budget really, if you back out salaries and wages, there's just not a ton in there. So here's their 2025 budget, $12,000 plus about $2,600 for equipment. They're asking for $14,000 this year and $1,500. So really, when you look at it, in the end, we're within $600, and that includes, so he was talking about a $7,000 reduction. What was keyed into the system this year was $12,000. I'm not sure what the discrepancy was, why $12,000 got put in, but they were able to essentially cover that. So their budget's really small. There's not much else that can be cut or trimmed from it. It's about as bare bones as you can possibly get. Mm-hmm. And outside of salaries and wages, you know, it's within $600 what it was.
We do have one special piece of equipment that's in my equipment budget, my capital equipment budget. There's a little surveying tablet is quite old, and so we do have a replacement for that. And when I say tablet, everybody thinks, oh, what is that, Jeff, $500? It's about 10 grand. So we are going to keep the existing one as a backup, just in case that one goes down, but right now they only have one, and if it goes down, they cannot do their job. So we are purchasing, and again, it's about probably 8 years old. I want to say it's 2017, 2018 that it was purchased. So that is one of the things that kind of falls in that weird area of being specific for their department, but under my budget.
So is it about the size of a regular tablet?
Yes, it's not. I mean, they take it out in the field with them. So
it's just very specialized.
It's just very specialized.
Yeah.
So
fascinating.
But yeah, one little piece of equipment matches almost all their operating expenditures for the year. Just to give you an idea of the cost of technology.
You're worse than the golf courses.
Oh, I still have capacity for
their equipment's expensive too.
Yeah, those costs show up. I mean, the IT costs in the interdepartmental charge, you can see they're up a little bit, but really the budget that they can control is this one over here, and that's, yeah. So, you know.
It's pretty simple.
It's a pretty easy budget.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did you have anything you wanted to talk about on your sheet?
There was a typo, buildings. I saw something just super fast as you were turning it down.
So, let me ask you a question. I was asked this question, it wasn't me asking it, but I ran into one of the individuals I know in the outside engineering world. And they said that they had heard a rumor about the fact of the recorder's office and the surveyor's office combining. Have you heard anybody talk anything about that? Because I told them, I said, I heard nothing.
I haven't heard of anything like that.
Okay, because that's what I told them. I said, I'll talk to Max and find out, but I have not heard a word on that. I know Kelly has never said anything to me on it.
Some of the smaller counties do that, but it's not as efficient. And I think they spend more money by doing that than they save.
Well, and that's why I said when they brought it up to me, usually I can be the controversial one, but I don't think I even brought that up as far as anything. A few years ago, I said something about what's the feasibility of doing this, but it's the only way I'm just going to walk down and ask you. I just asked right there. So, what about anybody getting close to retiring? I'm not looking at you. I know you've got another few years.
I don't think that any of them have committed themselves to this point.
Thinking about it, but we haven't committed.
Yeah.
You do a great job. It's a peaceful place. It sounds like everything gets done.
Years ago, we used to do everything by an instrument. It was just an old transit to begin with, and the theodolite. And one day, we were working in Bountiful. And we were traversing, which is measuring and turning angles, going from one section corner to a quarter corner. And a woman stopped and asked me, what are you doing? And I spent a half hour explaining to her exactly what we were doing. And finally she says, oh, I understand. It's none of my business. I thought I'd done a good job.
Explaining to people. Good job.
And we have a lot of people come in from the public that have questions.
I bet.
For some reason, a lot of the citizens think if they have a survey problem, the county surveyor can decide who's right and who's wrong.
Oh.
And that's not the way it works. It's a legal question when they have a dispute like that.
So what happens in a situation to where if you're starting at a monument on this side and you're working this direction and you come to where you're trying to get to, and then somebody comes from a monument on this direction and comes this way, and there ends up being either a crossover or there ends up being a separation between the two lines?
I think that years ago that was more common than it is now, because we have a real good record showing what the distance is between them. So rather than being 2640, 2650 may be the measurement. And so the surveyor should know that by our own records, and that they have access to all of those records. So.
What about that law a few years ago that was requiring some sort of a change that you all were concerned about? Because yours is more accurate than what the state was talking about.
Well, what happened back then is some of the counties were on NAD 83.
Yes.
And Davis County had their own system. Uh-huh. And there for a while, those in the legislature recognized that it was fine either way.
Yeah.
And then finally, somebody wanted to push it where the NAD 83 had to be used.
Yes.
And that affected our recorder's office more than it has us.
Okay, so that's been all completed now?
Yeah, it's basically on their documents, they have to, if they use the old Davis County system, uh-huh, they have to show the relationship to NAD 83.
Okay. First. It took some time, but they got that done.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well resolved, I hope so.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything for a while, so I thought it must have resolved one way or another.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great ordinance that you gave to the commission for approval this Tuesday. So
yeah, it was good.
That was tight, that was good. I thought there were some good changes on that and improvements. So thanks for pushing that forward, Max.
You win the prize for being the most, or the least, like no controversy in going on. That's the prize that you win.
All right, what do we get?
Yeah, what do we get?
It's because of Louise that there's no controversy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.